Good evening, everybody, and welcome. It's 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Sunday, March 14th, 2021. And thanks for joining us for the Walking Dead online viewing party here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm host Casey Shapiro, and special thanks to our host and sponsor, NDB Media. And also, special thanks for Joan, my handy-dandy right-hand person who is always faithfully here and, like me, was running at the last minute. I'm actually having cable problems at the moment, and I'm not sure I'm going to be able to see the show. We'll have to see how this goes. Anyway, thank you for being here, Joan. I am not 100% sure what is going on with my cable box at the moment. I normally keep the door to my office shut after my trusty beloved Felix quadruped did something to my power supply. All right, I am going to unplug the cable box and let it reboot because I do not know why it's acting up. And I need it to not be acting up in exactly 25 minutes. All right, so we will see if that does anything. In the meantime, happy Pi Day to all our listeners. I hope you guys have been able to indulge and celebrate in some way. And also coming up, happy St. Patrick's this coming Wednesday, since we won't be meeting again before that happens. So, let's see if Joan has anything she wants to add. Yeah, cable problem's not good. Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on because I obviously have internet. I wouldn't be talking to you guys. So I'm fuzzy what the matter is. But anyhow, tonight's show will contain spoilers up through the last episode last week and possible content from any current AMC official promo materials. In other words, if it's a spoiler, but AMC let it out in the wild, I'm going to probably tell you guys anyway. All right. Typically, we start this show a half hour before the new episode airs live each week with recap from the previous episode and discussion of what is to come tonight. At 9 p.m., which is 27 minutes from now, I miscounted, my bad, we will go dark or mute and watch the new episode together. And then give episode ratings from 1 to 10 and commentary during the commercial breaks. We also give our listeners trivia on the show as well as the cast and crew, including bios, birthdays, and more. Our show is spoiler and comic free. Please don't discuss either any spoilers, and by this I don't mean AMC spoilers they let out. I mean there are websites dedicated to spoilers because some people want them. So we try not to do material from there, which I have had to pull articles after not realizing I had one of those in my hands. Okay, so don't discuss the spoilers. Don't discuss stuff from the comics in the chat room or on the air. We prefer our discussions, reactions, and comments to be just about what we know from the show that's presented, nothing else. So welcome tonight to Season 10, Episode 19. Tonight is the third of the special additional six episodes added to Season 10 with three more to go. Season 11 will be the last for The Walking Dead Classic, and as of right now, it is expected to air in its traditional October season opener slot, usually the first, occasionally the second weekend in October when most new TV shows are coming. There will be 22 episodes total for Season 10, ending on April 4th. And according to Rob Keyes of the website Screen Rant, quote, The Walking Dead season 11 is a two-year season that concludes the main series. So even though it's the last one, it's probably going to take us into 2023. It depends on the month, how it all works out. But it's a two-year season that concludes the main series, end quote. It is ostensibly starting up in the traditional October slot as well. All right. We have some minor updates on Fear Season 6. I know Joan is going to roll her eyes and go la 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 and probably go get a drink. I'm sharing them here instead of on a day about Fear because by the time that comes up, it's going to be right on the heels, which I'll tell you in a minute. But I want you guys to be prepared to have a heads up because the schedule for everything is so incredibly off. All right, so I will give you the complete estimated Fear episode list for the remainder of Season 6 later tonight when we do the list for the rest of the season for Walking Dead Classic. Additionally, Fear the Walking Dead has been renewed for a 7th season, which is set to premiere at the end of the year, which means it almost assuredly must be no later than the end of the summer. I don't think they're going to have Walking Dead Classic come on in October and then do Fear. I don't think that's very likely. So probably the end of the summer or concurrently with Walking Dead Classic Season 11, unless that becomes World Beyond's job instead, which I don't know. World Beyond Season 2 is currently in production as of February and slated to air sometime in late 2021. I mean, they have committed to the fact that it's going to come on this year. They're not going to wait till next year. There's a possibility it could double time slot with Fear or with Walking Dead Season 11 to wrap up where Rick's movies in theory begin. Yes, I have seen a bazillion articles saying the official people at AMC said it's not about Rick or not about the movies. We don't believe you, and you guys have a long history of plausible deniability so you don't spoil stuff, and I respect the not spoiling, but just so you know, nobody believes that. So just say we can't say, because that's fine. We don't have any further updates on World Beyond yet. June 13th, 2021 would be the first potential slot for it to run, and that's based on the rest of Fear, which I will outline for you later. If it's got 10 episodes in Season 2, this would take us... God, I sat and figured it out, and I didn't write it down. I will actually do that right now while I'm sitting chatting to you guys for a minute, so I have time. Okay, so if we start on June 13th, let me move my handy dandy calendar down. June 13th, okay, so 10 episodes, 13th, 27th, 4th of July, 11th, 18th, 25th, 1st of August, 8th of August, so it would be August 15th that World Beyond would go to. And then, and because it has 10 episodes, that's how the math would come out. That's pretty good because I do not math in my head. So now we know that much. I'm sorry it's in little snips. That's the way I'm getting it. So I try to get these to you as soon as possible. And in 2022, there's a fourth series coming, a spinoff series fronted by Carol and Daryl, which of course spoils that they make it out of at least season 10, if not 11. I'm fuzzy on the timeline for that, but it may be predicated on events from last episode where you had, you know, Daryl and Leah and then Carol coming in and they're fighting. So I don't know how that all works out because obviously they're together later. All right. The untitled fourth series will not be the episodic roadshow style story as I reported earlier. I keep saying this for a couple weeks because I've been saying it for quite a while, and that's not what they're going to end up doing. This next thing is instead a separate fifth series. Quote, an episodic anthology, Tales of the Walking Dead, and that's in quotes, so that may not be the actual title, is in development by AMC and the show's chief content officer, Scott Gimple, People reported, People magazine. It's been 10 years gone by. Yes, we're doing the pun every week. I may trim this down later on since you guys have heard it. What lies ahead are two more to come and stories to tell beyond that, Gimple said in a statement. What's clear is that this show has been about the living, made by a passionate cast, team of writers slash producers, and crew, bringing to life the vision put forth by Robert Kirkman in his brilliant comic and supported by the best fans in the world. Suck up. We have a lot of thrilling story left to tell on The Walking Dead, and then this end will be a beginning of more Walking Dead. Brand new stories and characters, familiar faces and places, new voices, and new mythologies. This will be a grand finale that will lead to new premieres. Evolution is upon us. The Walking Dead lives. So on and so forth. Joan is getting a stiff drink because I dared to use the F word. It's all right, Joan. I totally forgive you. You have been kind enough to show up anyway, even though I know you're kind of about that part. So, you guys want to talk, call in to speak with the hosts at 914 888-338-0314 anytime tonight, but I especially encourage you between 8:30 and 9 p.m. Eastern Time. You're still welcome to call in during the live show, but you'll be screened and muted until the commercial break where we can chat on the air. If the phones are not your thing, join us in our live chat room where you'll be able to listen to the show real time, as well as download the episode after the fact, and we usually put up the links on Facebook. I used to do it on Twitter. I haven't been doing that as much lately because I've been a little more pressed for time and not getting everything ready in time for me to go do that too. So at any rate, the links are always on our Facebook page, and you can go to this week's episode or any episode you want. I have a master list pinned in there. If you are unable to join us in real time this evening, you can still go to each episode link later and download the broadcast as an MP3 podcast for later listening, or you can just listen to it on the website. If you want to download it, click on the cloud-shaped white icon at the top right of the page. Theoretically, oh, interesting. Sorry, somebody was doing something else on my computer and I could hear it in my headphones. I apologize. All right, I forgot where I was because somebody interrupted my show. I'm so sorry. You can download this and prior episodes ostensibly on iTunes. I actually don't know how to do it. I'm not a big fan of iTunes, but I definitely want to support my own show. So I will have to figure this out at some point so I can explain it to you guys in case you don't know. All right, tonight's episode is entitled One More. Official AMC synopsis. Quote, with Maggie's map, Gabriel and Aaron search for food and supplies to bring back to Alexandria. Checking out one more location, they chance upon a stash. Faith is broken and optimism is fragmented when they are put to the ultimate test. Additional synopsis. I managed to find one that wasn't a giant spoiler party because that apparently is the new hotness that all the crazy kids are doing. So I think part of it is since AMC has done it so that you can get the show several days in advance now, everybody and his uncle who has done that comes and gives their 2 cents worth with all the spoilers. And they tell you it's spoilers, so at least I know not to go down that rabbit hole, but it's super annoying because almost everybody is a spoiler baby now. So, this one is not. These guys have been a prior source that's fairly reliable. It's called bleedingcool.com. And this was posted March 13th by Ray Fluke, who tends to be their regular writer for Walking Dead things. And it's Walking Dead Season 10, Episode 19, 15 spoiler-free thoughts on One More. So, he's seen it, but this reveal is supposed to not have spoilers in it. And Ray says, welcome back to another weekend of AMC's The Walking Dead with Season 10C. I don't like that they're calling it this, but okay. Going 2 for 2 with Home Sweet Home and Find Me, which brings us to this week's chapter. Written by Eric Mountain and Jim Barnes and directed by Laura Belsey, and we'll do profiles later, as we often do. One More finds Gabriel and Aaron searching for food and supplies to bring back to Alexandria with the aid of Maggie's map. Finding their faith strained and their optimism fragmented, Gabriel and Aaron are burnt out, desperate, and near a point that there may be no going back from. So I'm assuming they have some kind of horrible quarrel during this episode. All right, so this is not a spoiler because it's all over the promo materials. Will Robert Patrick's maze have the answer they need, or will he prove to be the final straw before our heroes break? And yes, the Robert Patrick of Terminator fame. More on that later. As will be the case the whole season, AMC Plus subscribers will be getting their hands on the episode early. They see it on Thursday. I don't do that because I want to be shocked with you guys. While the formal premiere happens on Sunday nights over on the cable side. So to be fair, what we're doing is offering a spoiler-free quick rundown of 15 things that went off in our heads while we were watching the episode. If there's something too juicy to be able to work some magic around, we'll be honest and drop it in one of these where it has spoiler marker. So if I see any of those, I'm not going to read that to you. So it may not be 15 things. We'll see. If it's a good quote, then you can be assured that we will offer absolutely no context whatsoever. On Sunday night, we'll go live with a fleshed-out, spoiler-filled review. All right, let's start by saying you might find some of these a little vague, but trust us when we say they will make so much more sense when you see it or if you've seen it already. The reason why we're throwing out the heads up is that there's a lot of oh shit moments that really can't be described without serious spoilers. But as we said, it will all make sense when you see the episode that reportedly we're calling the best of the extra episodes so far. But we can neither confirm nor deny this. I think that's bold words considering it's just number 3 of 6. So it may be the best of the first 3. I think that's as fair as we can go. So commentary number 1. It's both sad and scary just how matter-of-fact Walker killing has become for Aaron and Gabriel, almost like clockwork in a way. I'm going to check and see if Joan has anything she wants to add. Yes, Joan, it wasn't you that made noises earlier. Somebody was trying to call me on social media who should know that I have a show now. All right. Okay. I got to fix something real quick. I'm getting feedback from my own show. I have the episode up for downloading later, and I normally don't get echo anymore. I had that all set up, but then I had to reboot my computer and something's funky. All right. Let's go back to the comments. Number 2, we're guessing that Aaron didn't appreciate the harmony of the situation. Forced pun alert. No kidding. Alert should have been at the beginning. Tragically, saving comes too late for some. That's number 3. Number 4, Muddy Buddy moment followed by Mother Nature addling her 2 cents feels very Job-like. And I assume, you know, Job as in the Bible, whatever. 5, this is just a random quote with no context. That was quite the scream. Number 6, apparently Beanie Babies join Twinkies and cockroaches as surviving an apocalypse. That sounds like it's going to be fun, and it's not spoilery. Number 7, not to be too rude, but we're guessing the Deadeye gives Gabriel a poker face advantage. Ooh, and there's a picture later of him sitting across from somebody. I can't tell. I guess it's Aaron. I guess it's a poker game. I don't know. That's fine. We can speculate. We'll see in a few minutes. Number 8, Gabriel's story to Aaron tells us more about Gabriel than we got the first several seasons he was on the show. And Seth Gilliam is Gabriel's actor, sells it in a way that should get folks talking. Number 9, quote, that's how I know a lot about things, end quote. Number 10, in quotes, enlightenment. I'm assuming that's a punchline to something. They've stripped the context to keep the spoilers out, so I have no idea, and you shouldn't either. Number 11, anyone see the Deer Hunter or even It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia episode Charlie Goes America all over everybody's ass, which I've never seen either. I saw pieces of the Deer Hunter, but I don't think I'm going to get the reference to whatever, so somebody will have to spoil it later. Number 12, you have to remember who you were, quote, no context. Okay, they erased something and just put spoiler in there but didn't spoil it. Number 13, looks like Hope saves. Oh, shit, wow. We're pretty sure we made the same face spoiler did. Damn. 14, and then it's time to head upstairs where things get a little, quote, Southern Gothic. 15, one more. All right, so that's all with that. Some little nibbles for you guys while we're watching the show together. Joan is having the same Felix quadruped interference. I didn't have that tonight, but that's why I have my office shut, so I'm not sure why the heck nothing is behaving itself now. All right. Come on. Come on, TV. I don't get why we're having cable problems. All right, I'll keep reading for you guys, and when the show comes on, I'll see if I can figure out why the heck I can't see it. Writers and directors profiles, we've got 10 minutes till we go live, so let's try to get this as far as we can. Tonight's episode was written, as I mentioned earlier, by Jim Barnes and Eric with a K, Mountain, directed by Laura Belzy. You will see her name quite a bit. She's done a couple episodes before, and she's doing over half of these mini episodes, you know, the 6 extras, with the guy who did it last week, and I can't remember his name now, David. And I feel bad because we have a mutual friend who did The Laughing Dead as a movie, and he confirmed the guy's name, and I've spazzed and lost it. Joan, if you feel like you've had time, if you can find me, I think it's David Boyd. I'm looking for the director for last week's episode, because David and Laura keep going back and forth, taking turns with the six episodes. I think David has two and Laura has four. Not certain. All right, Jim Barnes, writer number one. There's currently nothing available on Barnes personally as far as biographical information goes. There's a few of these. Barnes is not to be confused with another writer of a similar name, Welsh Choctaw writer Jim Weaver McCown Barnes, who was born in Oklahoma in 1933. They're nothing alike, but it's another Jim Barnes who's a writer, so I had to be real specific. Barnes' current Twitter bio says he's a writer, fighter, Jedi Knight, co-executive producer on The Walking Dead, hashtag, and currently lives in Los Angeles. Barnes has five other writer's credits in IMDb before this. He's been a writer for Nikita in 2010, Revolution 2012, Gotham in 2015, and Timeless 2016, and executive story editor for Falling Skies in 2015. Barnes has three producer's credits, co-producer for Gotham 2015 to 2016, producer and supervising producer for Timeless 2016 to 18, and co-executive producer for all of season 10 of Walking Dead Classic. Barnes has written four episodes of Walking Dead, including tonight's episode. The first being season 10, episode 3, Ghosts. The second being season 10, episode 10, Stalker. And the third being season 10, episode 16, the original finale, A Certain Doom. And now I have the hiccups. Yes. Joan has confirmed what I badly remembered. Last week's episode was directed by David Boyd, and he and Laura are sharing that duty. Okay, other co-writer, Eric Mountain, Eric with a K. There's no biographical information on Eric Mountain to speak of. He does have some credits. I'm not sure why not. It's not like he's a rookie, but we'll see. All right, so Mountain has five crew credits, starting with Darman and Greg in 97, three gigs after that as Brad Crevoy's, K-R-E-V-O-Y, assistant, and the show Rome in 2005. He has four producer's credits, Person of Interest 2013, Lethal Weapon, the TV series, 2016, Taken in 2018, and co-executive producer for The Walking Dead, starting Season 10, Episode 17, forward. Edgar Allan Poe Awards 2016 nominee, Best Episode in a TV Series for Person of Interest in 2011, shared with Melissa Scrivener Love, fellow writer, for episode Terra Incognita. He has five writer's credits, including The Walking Dead, but tonight is his first writing credit for The Walking Dead. He's been co-executive producer for a while, but this is the first time he's written an episode. See if Joan has anything to say. Nothing further. It's 8:54, so let's see if we can get Laura Belty's bio at least. All right. Tonight is the night of people who don't want to have profiles on the internet, even though their jobs put them in media. Okay, guys, privacy is one thing, but little is known about Belty's personal life. Belty was born in New Orleans, although her Facebook profile says she's from Nyon, Switzerland, N-Y-O-N. She attended Collège Voltaire. The Collège Voltaire, founded in 1914, is a school of the Canton of Geneva, Switzerland, post-compulsory school, maturity school. I think these are European terms, and I don't quite know how they line up. From what I could tell, amounts to the equivalent of U.S. high schools, more or less. She then majored in film and comparative literature at NYU. She was born in 65 and currently lives in New York City, as does her younger sister, Catherine. Laura Belty is a commercial TV and film writer, director, and producer known for Arrow in 2012, The Flash 2014, and The Walking Dead. Other works, Preacher, Bull, Criminal Minds, Beyond Borders, Criminal Minds, Beyond Borders is a separate show. That mixed me up. Okay. Criminal Minds Classic, NCIS New Orleans, and Unforgettable. One of her earlier notable works is the 2008 political documentary Katrina's Children, about younger flood survivors. Katrina being, you know, the flood down in New Orleans. She directed multiple episodes of Law and Order Special Victims Unit, as well as serving as a second unit director on Royal Pains. She has also directed hundreds of commercials and TV spots internationally for clients such as Swatch, Honda, IBM, IKEA, and many more. Belsey has received over a dozen major advertising industry awards for her work, including a Cannes Gold Lion and one show Best of Show. One of her TV spots is now in the permanent collection of the Museum of Modern Art. Pretty cool. Belsey currently serves on the Directors Guild of America Eastern Directors Council, as an alternate on the DGA National Board, and as a partner at Shadow Pictures, a film company in New York. I'm going to try to hurry up. It's 8:56. All right. She has 22 director's credits in IMDb since 2004. The bulk of her non-indie work started in 2013 with Law & Order SVU. Tonight is Belsey's fourth work of any kind within the Walking Dead franchise. This got a little sticky, so bear with me, because this is something that happens once in a while. My usual source for these things occasionally names one director and it ends up being another, and I get confused. The first episode she directed was the penultimate episode of Season 9, Episode 15, The Calm Before. Prior notes from my show had not listed her as director of her third episode, Season 10, Episode 15, The Tower, also penultimate. Joan loves that word. Let's say it some more. I had notes before we started that Satro was director of that episode. However, IMDb says it's true that it was her. And this isn't the first time this source has had mix-ups, so I didn't give her credit back then, but that was her third episode. Tonight is her fourth episode directed. The second one, which I did have down, is Season 10, Episode 5, what it always is. Belsey is also slated to direct both Season 10, Episode 20, Splinter, and the finale, 22, Here's Negan. All right, it's 8:58. I am going to duck out early so I can see if I can get my cable fixed and watch along with you guys. I will see you all at the next commercial break. Thanks for joining us. Okay, guys. I am sorry to tell you that my cable is being totally uncooperative, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to watch along with you guys. I'm working on it in between. Well, Joan has been kind enough to let me know that they've just gone to a commercial and we're at the first break. I'm not going to rate it, but Joan, if you wish to, feel free. Go ahead and do scoring for yourself. I'm sure that everybody watching along is interested in what you have to say. I'm just not going to opine until I can get this running. When you have scored or when you're ready, help keep me in the loop when it goes back so that I can shut up and let people watch things. all right. Assuming that we're not back yet, which I have no way to know yet, I'm going to go to trivia about tonight's episode, but I'm going to try to keep an eye on things. Joan's starting with a 6. So this must be a pretty strong episode. That's pretty cool. I'm going to keep an eye on when we go back. So hopefully Joan can help me with this. Trivia about tonight's episode. Anniversary, 150th episode of The Walking Dead ever. And just for that, I'm going to give them some applause, even if that makes it hurt. Good job, guys. All right. First appearance of the character Mays, M-A-Y-S. That's the character's last name, played by Robert Patrick. This is not actually correct, as Maze was in the very end of last week's episode, number 18. All right, this is the 7th episode to feature only 2 main cast members, after Still, The Grove, Slabtown, The Well, Bury Me Here, and Find Me. This is the first episode in this season where Daryl Dixon does not appear. This is also the first episode he didn't appear in since The Lost and the Plunderer, season 8, episode 10. Joan remarks, the opening was interesting from a cinematic point. Aaron and Gabriel have definitely channeling some early Michonne badassery. That's actually kind of cool. All right, no co-stars listed for tonight. No uncredited listed for tonight at the moment. Sometimes these add to things later, which is why I do a review of last week's trivia as well, which means we're at last week's trivia. I'm trying to keep an eye on the channel for Joan to let me when we're going back from commercial so that I don't talk over that. Last episode's trivia, first and last, theoretically, appearance of Leah, the character, in a flashback. I don't think it's true that it's the last we've seen of her because she wasn't on the wall. First and last appearance of Matthew, flashback photograph. Title of the episode, Find Me, refers to Daryl's letter that he left for Leah. The solar eclipse that happened on August 21st, 2017 was depicted in this episode, making it one of the few episodes in the Walking Dead franchise to be marked by a specific date. And we're back. I'll see you guys at break number two, and thank you, Joan. Okay, guys, it's break number two. I am still flying blind, but I have a sort of Band-Aid solution. I have managed to pull up AMC Plus on my phone and cast it to a smart device with a screen. So I'm watching, and because I have AMC Plus, even though I don't use it and cheat on you guys, it enables me to not have to watch the commercials. So pretty soon, I think I will be caught up with you, and then Joan can let me know when to resume watching with you. I am not going to score anything until I got caught up. Joan, if you want to score something, please feel free. I am currently at the part where they're searching the cars, and I know that you guys are a little further down. Gabriel just got ambushed in an ankle-deep mud hole, and the map got destroyed. But at least it started pouring rain, so Mud Gabriel will be back to not Mud Gabriel pretty soon. That's what Joan had to say. Okay. I will wait and see if she wants to give a score. Oh, score. She's going to 625, so I guess this is turning out pretty well tonight. That's cool. All right, I am going to go back to my notes trivia from this week. Oh, there wasn't anything. That's right. Okay. We've gone ahead and read everything else. So last episode's trivia. First and last appearance of Leah. And I remember I said I don't think that's true. First and last appearance of Matthew. I do think that's true. The title of the episode, Find Me, refers to Daryl's letter where he left for Leah. And I mentioned this before. The solar eclipse that happened on August 21st, 2017 was depicted in this episode, making it one of the very few episodes in the Walking Dead franchise to be marked by a specific date. Co-stars not listed, uncredited people, Seven as Dog, Carl as Young Dog, an unknown actor not named, as Matthew, flashback photograph, Leah's young, quote, adopted son that belonged to her friend. Confirmed deaths, Matthew's biological mother, Leah's military unit, Dog's mother, Matthew, one deer, numerous fish, and a partridge in a pear tree. There we go. No goofs, errors, bloopers found. And now we are at cast birthdays. Joan, are we still in commercials? Let me know. I'm going to hold off on the birthdays until I'm sure that we're still in commercials. We only have two. I may go ahead and start doing them until I hear from you. So Greg Nicotero, like one of the godfathers of the whole thing. Okay, producer, director, special effects, March 15th is his birthday. He's from Pittsburgh. And Sonequa Martin Green, Sasha, March 21st, which will be next week, Emma, so she gets it twice, Russellville, Alabama. All right, featured music. There wasn't any featured music from last week's episode. They didn't name anything. Not doing the unaccounted for characters. Talking Dead tonight. Insider info and behind-the-scenes stories from Seth Gilliam, Ross Marquand, Robert Patrick, and writer and co-executive producer Jim Barnes will be on tonight with Chris Hardwick. If we're still good, Joan, I'm going to go through the roster of the back half of Season 10, but I have a feeling we're about to go back to live TV. So, episode ever, 151, Season 10, episode 20. Title is Splinter. Writers are Vivian C. and Julia Ruckman. Both are veterans. Laura Belsey, tonight's director, same thing. Airs March 21st. Pausing. Have not heard from Joan. 152/21, Diverged. Writer is Heather Belson. Director is David Boyd. March 28th. 153/22. Here's Negan. David Leslie Johnson. Laura Belsey, April 4th, and we're back, and I'll be quiet. See you guys at break number 3. Okay, guys, we're at commercial break number 3. Joan has been very dutifully trying to help me get caught up. So I'm actually where Father Gabriel got all muddy at the moment, but I know that you guys have other things going on. They found the warehouse where Robert Patrick's character is going to be in. Lots of Bibles. Yeah, he's apparently some kind of religious nut among a host of God knows what else. Anyhow, let me go back to my notes and squeeze in for you. Okay, so we did all of season 10. Here's how fear is going to break down. And Joan, if you want to go get a drink, you can. The back half of season 6 of Fear started a little off whack with episode 8 rather than 9. So it picks up right where the 6 extras end, starting April 11th. And I mean that out of character, not plot-wise, obviously. So it's possible that episodes... How does this work out? They have information for a few episodes, and then it trails off. So, like, episodes 12 through 16 may not have been completed yet or partially completed. So treat these dates as tentative until I hear otherwise, and I will keep you guys informed. So how it theoretically works. Episode ever, 77 of season 6, 8. It's only the first one is titled right now. It's called The Door. We don't have writers. We do have directors. Ian Goldberg and Andrew Chambliss, the showrunners. Great. April 11th. Okay, 78/9. Don't know anything but that Nick Bernadoni is directing. April 18th. 79/10. Channing Powell is directing. April 25th. And we're back, and I'll read you the rest at break number 4. Thank you, Joan. Okay, guys, we are at commercial break number 4. I'm getting caught up, although sadly, probably by the time I actually get caught up to you guys, it's going to be close to the end. But we are at break number 4. Thanks for joining us. Joan, feel free to give some ratings. Okay, so I'm still watching Boys Night, but apparently Robert Patrick just made his entrance before the break. And I'm actually going to just let mine roll on during here, so I hope it's not loud and bothering you and ruining the show or anything. Joan is rating it a 6.75. I've been very astounded at how generous she is, so I guess I have a lot of cool things to look forward to. All right, let me go back to my notes. It's 9:40, and Joan will help keep me on track here. So basically, there's not a whole lot more to tell you guys. Channing Powell's episode will be April 25th, and then 80/11 will be directed by Ashley Cardiff and David Johnson, and that's on May 2nd. And after this, we really don't start to know too much. 81/12, we don't know anything, but it's May 9th. 82/13 is directed by Aisha Tyler, and that's May 16th, but we don't know anything else about it. 83/14, don't know, but it's May 23rd. 84/15 is the 30th, and 85/16 is June 6th, and that is where we stop with that. Which means, after June 6th, that's how I got the whole possible June 13th could be Worlds Beyond. We'll see. That is almost everything. I'm going to hold off on the last little bit until the end of the show, so this actually times out not all that horrible. I'm watching Boys Night Out still right now. I haven't gotten to the Robert Patrick part. So, Joan, please be good enough to let me know when to shut up so you guys can watch the next part. I'm just letting it roll so it can catch up. I can kind of start telling you about some other shows on NDB Media. I was going to wait till the next break, but I can start that now. So coming up, I think this is still on, but it's moved networks now. So I'm so sorry. 3:15. 2021. I have not updated this in a while. Shame on me. Monday night in America with Roger Noriega, 15th at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Roger D. Noriega brings you his unique take on politics, current events, entertainment, sci-fi, and history. It's currently hosted on a website called StreamYard.com. So they get drunk and pass out. I don't think we're back yet, so I'm going to go ahead and keep reading for a hot minute. Oops. So sorry. Fandom Access Week in Review, Tuesday, the 16th, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Join the elegant entertainment of Jamie, Karen, and AJ as they discuss another night of TV. I don't know which shows they're doing. It varies week to week, but I don't have a write-up yet. So Joan has not told me we're back, so I will keep going. Wednesday, the 17th, also St. Patrick's, the Rock and Roll Shrink, 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Join me and Atlanta psychologist Dr. Stephen Mathis, PsyD, a.k.a. the Rock and Roll Shrink, as we discuss matters of mental health and mental health. Our topic will be the autism spectrum, updated and explained for 2021. Double checking to see if we're back yet. Let's see what Joan has to say. I can't see. Okay. I still don't think we're back. How strange. I'm just going to let it run. All right. Next show, Travel Itch Radio, Thursday the 18th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Once a sleepy orange grove, Anaheim, California, has emerged as a major destination for travel and conventions. Much more than Disneyland, Anaheim has major league spectator sports, including the baseball Angels and hockey Ducks, and even more participation in sports because of the benign climate and geographic Southern California location. Hear more on Thursday, March 18th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, when Travel Itch Radio presents Lindsay Swanson of Visit Anaheim. She'll join hosts Dan Schlossberg and Mary Ellen Nugent Lee for a comprehensive 30-minute talk. All right, I think we are back now. All right, see you guys at break number 5. Okay, guys, it's 9:59, and that is break number 5 and end. Thank you for keeping me on tabs, Joan. I've told you all the upcoming shows. So thank you guys for joining us, not only tonight, but those of you who may be listening later via podcast, iTunes, or the Blog Talk Radio website. Special appreciation to our host, NDB Media. We hope you guys will be joining us next weekend for another live watch party on the same network. Please watch our Facebook page for showtimes and episode links. See you all next time. Special thanks to Joan for keeping us all online, and we will see you next week. Thanks for joining us.